I always wonder about that night. I don't know if you ever wonder about that night as they were all gathered there. And Jesus was sitting around with people he already knew would betray him. He already knew would deny him. And he already knew would desert him when the time had come. And yet there he was teaching. There he was feasting. There he was loving each and every one of them. So this morning, I want us to think about, are we ready? Are we ready to go to the cross with Christ? Are we going to be like Peter and say, yeah, I'm ready. I'll go to prison and to death for you. And then when that time comes, that crucial time comes, when you have to stand up and be counted as a follower of Jesus Christ, you even deny your own faith. Are we that Peter? Or are we the Peter who meets Jesus at the water, meets him at the sea, when Jesus asks him, do you love me? Are we ready to say, I do, Lord, you know it. The reason I ask you this particular question this morning is I don't know if you paid attention to something in these particular verses that had been lost to me for years. I'm going to repeat that particular verse for you again. As Peter's talking to Jesus and he's promising him that I'll go to the death for you. Peter, he says, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And then he says, and you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. When once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And in a few verses later, he reminds Peter that he's going to deny him. But we might miss this reference. Once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Not only was Jesus telling Peter, you're going to deny me, he was telling Peter, you're going to come and ask for forgiveness. And once you have turned back to me, your task is to strengthen your brothers. Already, he knows that Peter is ready. Already, he knows that the trial Peter has to go through to recognize that Peter is ready is before him. So when we think we're not ready, or when we think, well, maybe I failed God in this instance, maybe I could have done better for Jesus in this moment, Jesus is ready for us to turn back so that we can ask for his forgiveness, get fortified by his love, and go forward with the teachings that he has given us. Are we ready? And I guess the word of hope for me is sometimes we might think we are and we're not, but that's okay because God's going to use us anyway. God knows we will come back to God. We will come back to Jesus at some point. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we will often fail, but we will also be forgiven after each failure. And don't you feel a little bit stronger each time you get back up? Don't you feel a little bit stronger and ready to face the world when you realize that I made it through this crisis? I can make it through the next one because God is with me. Are you ready? And then he says, were you, when I sent you out, without a purse, bag, or sandals? Did you lack anything? No, not a thing. If we have Christ in our hearts, we are ready. But on that particular day, the journey continues. And now we're going to turn a little bit further in his day as we move to verses 39 to 46.